We'll be discussing about the realization of the first supermundane path, Prabhupada Mega. As soon as it rises, one realizes the Nirvana, and at the same time, abandons or eradicates the two unwholesome impurities, namely Sakaya Devi, personality view, and Vijikecha, skeptical of doubt. As regards Sakaya Devi, personality view, it is the distorted view of individuality, holding a false view false view of existence of self or soul with respect to the mind and body, the realities of mind and body, which can be realized, experienced. And then as regards the second one, Vichikicca, skeptical doubt. It means not believing in what should be believed, or things which are worthy of faith. And at the same time, it overcomes or eradicates the fire-related greed and hatred and delusion. In this way, the unwholesome deeds of the past will not get effect from the time one realizes the first supermundane path. And in future also, this individual or this person will not perform or commit any unwholesome deeds which will pull you down, pull him or her down to the states of loss. Hence, one is better gain the security in one's life, assurance and assurance of existence. In essence, the first supermundane path, Sarvabodhi Mega, destroys all the defilements which are related to the gross forms of greed, hatred, and delusion. That is its function. And this has not been experienced by this individual before. That means one has not destroyed these the defilements. But not only is with the realization of the first supermundane path, this Sarvabodhi Mega destroys these defilements which are related or which are associated with gross forms of these unwholesome roots. As such, its function, it eradicates the defilements which are related to the states of loss. However, it needs to be shown that the aspiring states which arises in the rebirth consciousness, of rebirth living consciousness, and the consciousness during the lifetime. If this not, if these aspects of these things are not shown, then we will not be discharging our duty. So, the Sarvabodhi Mega eradicates the defilement which has not been eradicated, namely Sakaya Devi and Vijikecha. It also brings benefits, other benefits as well. So we shall discuss about these things in brief, as shown in the text. And this has been given in the text about the unique benefits of the Sarvabodhi Mega, the Sansibra Mandini path. And this is how it has been mentioned in the Sarvabodhi Mega, the path of purity or purification. As regards this realization of the Sansibra Mandini path, it not only destroys just the gross form of greed and so on, it has other benefits as well. It has other qualities. It also destroys other defilements which have not been destroyed, as has been given in the text. Not only the destruction of the gross form of greed, which are the lower form of, or gross form of defilements, there are also other benefits. Now, there has been suffering of Brahman, of Vibhat, which is the beginningless or endless samsara, born of birth and rebirth. And one endures, one has endured suffering all along this suffering, all along this round of birth and rebirth. And due to karma, vata, actions performed, round of action, there are results, and one goes on being reborn in this round of existence. As a result of this avijja, ignorance. And not knowing the flaws of the existence, one longs to be reborn in one or the other existence, at the human realm or the deva realm. And once one is reborn in that realm, which one has longed, one clings to it. And then once one is reborn in this existence, which one has clung to, one goes on holding the perverted view of personal being, individual, self, soul, and so on. In this way, as a result of this avijjatana upadana, this is the realm of defilements, ignorance, craving, and pinning. There were this wrong mentality. With wrong mentality, one will commit wrong things by body and speech, and so on, unwholesome deeds, known as akusala. Then one is reborn in wrong destinies, lower destinies. And one performs good deeds also, one is reborn in good existences such as human and devas. And if one has like this jhana, absorption, one will be reborn in the fine material and the material planes. And even when one is reborn in such planes, one will perform his group of defilements, round of defilements, known as avijjatana upadana, ignorance, craving, and ignorance, craving, and clinging. And this, once again, as a result of this round of defilements, there will be, again, round of actions. Round of actions leading to round of results. In this way, it goes on, like, in the round, endless or beginningless round of birth and rebirth, like a vast ocean. So once one realizes the first supermundane path, namely the Sotapanna Magga, one has tried up the existence beyond the eighth existence. Such benefit also will arise in the person, in the leader of this supermundane path. So in this way, as a result of the destruction of these apaya-related defilements, there are these initial results and continuing results, as has been explained in the text.
Yeah.
This way, apaya is said to close the door to apaya. I mean, Sotapanna-magga is said to have closed the door to apaya. When you say apaya, this is a Pali word. It means that this is a place which is devoid of good deeds, which will lead you to human, deva, and nibbana happiness. One cannot perform, or one will find it very difficult to perform good deeds leading to the happiness of human, deva, and nibbana. Such in Bali is known as apaya. So this Sotapanna-magga, after once it has eradicated these two defilements, namely Dikhi and Vichikicca, wrong view and skeptical doubt, it also eradicates the apaya related gross forms of greed, hatred, and delusion. So that the past deeds of the Sotapanna will not give effect to him or her, nor he or she will perform or commit unwholesome deeds which will lead to the states of loss. such is the unique benefit of Sarabhati Mega, the first supermundane path, which is very inspiring. And this closes the door to Upaya. There are four realms in Upaya. One is the hell realm and animal realm, and Peta, that is ghosts, and two forms of ghosts. One cannot perform, one will find, even one perform, one will find it very difficult to form poses for rebirth in the human jiva or nirvana. And look at these animals, as we always say, they are living with, in the spirit of the survival of the fittest. The strong one is bullying the weak one. And when the bullied one, the weak one dies as a result of being bullied, if it dies with the wrong attitude, then it can also fall down into lower and lower realms. So when we think about it, it's quite dangerous. And leave alone this life in hell then, and how cruel the, how things will be. How things will be in this, in such realms. And animals are cruel to each other, to one another, and they have to look for food, and you know how difficult for them, for these animals, whether big or small, have to look for food. And it's very difficult to be free from such existence.
Now it's Jodhu Gara.
This is known as Aryan wealth, or Aryan Dana, or the wealth of the noble ones. Arya means pure and noble. As ordinary beings, we are thick with defilements, impurities. Whatever we do with impurities. Hence, Putrajana, ordinary beings. In Bali we call it Putrajana. So when we do or speak impurely, then our life will be impure. We are, because we are thinking impurely or with impure mind, we're speaking in an impure manner, and we are acting physically in an impure manner. In this way, both we are impure by body, speech and mind. Once one realizes the Sarabhati Mega, the supramundane path, or stream enterer, one becomes pure. Although the whole and the entire body may not be pure, because we just come to the first of the supramundane path, we are pure in one's own right. As such, it's known as Riya. Then, when we are impure, we become noble and sublime. Hence, Arya means pure and noble, or pure and sublime. With the practice of meditation, once we realize the first supramundane path, that is Sarabhari Magam, the path of the stream entara, or stream entry, we become the noble one, Arya. And once we become a noble one, Arya, we come into possession of wealth, properties, and such as dana, known as Pali, as dana. And once, what else for wealth, as you know, you seek wealth. Once you get the wealth, it becomes your own, you can use it, it is a wealth to support your living, like food, clothing and shelter. Then all the living conditions will be in order, will be comfortable with your property, with your wealth, and you'll be able to do away with poverty. Then you come into possession of this wealth, and you become wealthy, such is known as Dana, owner of Dana. Though one does not own material wealth, once we practice and realize the first super mundane path, Father Stream entry, we are set to become wealthy, wealthy in the spiritual sense. Woman or man of such a situation, whether he or she has become a Sotapanna, then he or she will not be poor, ugly door. Instead, she is said to be wealthy or rich, and his or her life will not be in vain. His or her life will be a worthy one. And what are these seven wealth, or seven kinds of wealth? The first one is Saddha Dana, the wealth of faith and confidence. So, having faith as regards things which are worthy of faith, Sadhya Votu, one's faith will become unshakable with respect to these things which are worthy of faith. And the second wealth which one comes into possession is Sila Dana, the wealth of moral virtue. One will possess, or one will take the vows of precepts, see five precepts, and one's all five precepts will be very steadfast, will be unshakable, will never be broken, because this becomes one's own property. And the third one is Hiri Dana, that is the wealth of moral shame of wrongdoing. There will be no shame, one will feel shameful of committing unwholesome deeds, which he does. And the fourth one is Ottapadana, the wealth of moral fear. One will become fearful of wrongdoing, that is wealth of moral fear of wrongdoing. And the next one is Suttadana, the knowledge, the learning. Sutta means learning. There are two kinds of learning, Agama Sutta. That means one learns the method of practice, the correct method of practice. This becomes one's own, and one will never forget it. And as a result of the correct practice which one will learn, one will undertake the practice and gain the benefit of the practice, such as Adhigama Sutta. These two kinds of sutta, learning. But that means you are fulfilled and endowed with both theoretical and practical aspects of learning. So once you gain the Sarvabhauma Mega, you overcome these two unwholesome deeds, the deity, wrong view, your personality view, and skeptical doubt, psychical identity, and vichikicca, and other related defilements, you come into possession of Chaga Dana, wealth of generosity. Then the last one is Penya Dana, the wealth of wisdom. Because you have gained the knowledge of the first super mundane path, Sarvabhauma Mega Jnana, so by which you are able to realize the cessation of the existential suffering of mind and body. Such are the seven Aryan wealth, or noble wealth, wealth of noble ones. Though one may not be of high, one may not belong to a high strata of human existence, once one gains, one realizes the first path, one becomes Arya, then one is said to have reached a high standard in a spiritual sense. So one has become one of the noble ones, Aryas. And then once one becomes Arya, one comes into possession of these seven kinds of Aryan wealth. And this kind of wealth will go along with you all along your lifetimes. And throughout your lifetimes, future existences, they will follow you like a shadow. And nobody will be able to rob you of such wealth, unlike material wealth. And instead, they will follow you throughout your lifetimes. Other benefits are that one overcomes the wrong view and wrong path. So whether there are right paths, there are eight right paths and eight wrong paths. And eight wrong paths are micchādiṭṭhi, wrong view, micchāsaṅkappa, wrong aim, wrong thoughts, micchāvācā, wrong speech, micchākammaṇḍa, wrong actions, micchāajīva, wrong livelihood, micchāvāyāma, wrong effort, wrong energy, micchāsati, wrong mindfulness, and micchāsamādhi. These are the wrong paths, eight wrong paths, and as much as there are eight wrong paths, there are also eight right paths. And these eight wrong paths are the opposite of eight right paths, samma and micchā. Like a skilled driver, when one drives his or her car, one knows how to go along the lane, the right lane, keep the right lane. One knows how to control one's speed of the car, and one knows how to be mindful about turning the corners and things like that. And one knows how to go along according to the lights as shown by the traffic lights. So do with the Sotapanna, stream enterer. One will be able to lead one's life like a skilled driver. One understands what to do and what not to do, like a driver following the rules of the traffic light. And one will also be mindful of all one's actions, whether it's physical or verbal or mental actions, and one will be able to abstain from these things which should be abstained, like when one comes to the red light, perhaps, and so on. Then one also knows how not to make mistakes and not to harm others because of one's mistakes. In this way, one is able to walk along one's path, like the driver following, the field driver following the right lane and follow the right traffic lights. And this sabha vira ayam, sabha vira means all enemies and fearful dangers, fearful enemies. One becomes free. This is freedom. One realizes freedom from all enemies, all fearful dangers. There are two kinds of vira enemies, namely kilesa vira or akusala vira, the enemy of defilements, enemy as defilements, and enemy as unwholesomeness. And another enemy is pogala vira, the individual enemy, enemy as individual. So these two kinds of enemies. One gains freedom from such enemies. Now as regards the first kind of enemy, which is kilesa enemy or akusala enemy, this is more dangerous than their personal or individual enemy. As for individual or personal enemy, you rarely encounter such enemies. You only encounter sometimes. As regards the first kind of enemy, kilesa enemy or akusala enemy, they are enemies within. They occur in yourself, in your body. Drifting along the current of greed, lobha, and doing all sorts of misconduct, indulging in greed. Drifting along the current of dosa, ill will, or anger, indulging in committing unwholesome deeds, being indulging in this anger or ill will, and then the stupidity, delusion, not knowing the truth, and indulging in it, doing unwholesome deeds, and also other many sorts of defilements, such as pride, angry, avarice, something like that. All these things are enemies which occur in your body. They are enemy within, and they're known as akusala vira or kilesa vira. And once you gain this first supermundane path, you are able to overcome these enemies of within, such as you'll be free from killing, stealing, and so on, which are based on gross forms of greed, hatred, and delusion. Where if you harm others, you'll be doing it, you'll be committing dosa, anger, ill will. And if you covet others' properties, then the result of greed. And if you commit acts of misconduct, this is the result of greed and hatred. And if you take intoxicants, this is also a result of delusion. So all these things are enemy within. And they're known as akusala vira, avakitasa vira. And once you gain the Sarasvati Mega, you are able to overcome all these kinds of enemies. As for lay people, one takes the vows of practice, vows of precepts, namely the five precepts. Then one will not commit the unwholesome deeds, such as killing, stealing, and so on. All these things are cut off. And the Sarapana will not gain freedom from such unwholesome deeds. Such is winning oneself, gaining victory over oneself, because one is able to control oneself, not indulging in kilesa, in defilements. In this way, you are also overcoming these defilements. You gain the upper hand of these impurities. Thus you'll be free from these enemies within, and also you'll be free from the dangers which can arise as a result of these enemies. There are many enemies as given in the text. So because of the more immoral conduct, there are many immoral unwholesome results that you can get out of these things. So in this way, you are gaining the world. Your own little world becomes peaceful. Your own little world becomes peaceful. You are able to gain victory over your own little world. By gaining victory over your little world, you are also doing service and welfare for the society, so that the world of others also will become safe and peaceful. In this way, we can build up peace in the world, which is desirable. So whoever wants to be peaceful and safe will undertake this practice of mindfulness until one realizes at least the first supermundane path, then one will gain the real peace. The next one benefit is that it causes one to become a son or daughter of the fully self-enlightened omniscient Buddha. This is quite correct. As a good children, as a good child, one has got to listen to the parents, one has got to obey the parents. If one is not obeying or following the Buddha's teachings, then one will not be Buddha's son or daughter. One will be a nominal son or daughter, but not the real one. To be the real one, to become a real son and daughter, one must obey and undertake the practice at least to realize the first supramundane path. Then one will overcome the apart-related requirements and by reaching the position of suffering. So then one will become an obedient son or daughter. So with the realization of the first path, one is said to be an obedient son or daughter, one is listening to the Buddha's teachings, and that is because of the practice of vipassana. Progressing along the path, one is able to reach the maturity of the practice to the realization of the cessation of suffering, that is Nibbana, at which stage there will be no more wrongdoing by body, speech and mind, no more violent deeds as a result of these defilements. One will become good child, or we will become good children, and one will have to practice until we reach that stage. There are other hundreds of benefits one can gain once one realizes the first supramundane path, and for that He thought about Omega, I take the responsibility. And some of these, though not all, benefits will be mentioned in the discourse on great reviewing, which will follow in later days. So if we talk about the hundreds and hundreds of benefits, there will be no end to it. Not won't end even if the retreat ends. So there are many benefits as a result of this Sotaparinimagga, or super mundane path. And as has been assured in the great discourse on the foundation, full foundation mindfulness, that one in part one will gain the Aradhamagga, supreme holiness, path of supreme holiness, beginning with the beauty of mind. So in order to gain the Aradhamagga, one has got to gain the Nagamimagga, the third path. And to gain the third path, one must gain the second path, and so on. One must gain the first path too. So only when one gains the first path, one will go on gaining and progressing along the path to the final path. So realization of the first path gives guarantee to the final gaining of realization of the final path. So in order to gain the final path, one must at least practice to gain the first path, namely the first Brahmadeva path. So such are the benefits that can be gained as a result of the realization of the first Supramundane path. That's all for today.